Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, it's Diana again. Welcome back to the show.
那我们今天的节目呢，非常的有意思哦，要跟大家来分享一些旅游的新玩法。因为我们现在到了新的一年嘛，再加上接下来有春节假期，那可能很多朋友会想要筹划一些自己的出行。
All right, so today we're going to talk about some of the travel trends for 2026. So maybe you'll learn something new and be able to integrate that into your upcoming travel plans.
好，那 let's get started. 那 Diana, 我们今天有十个特别好的，不光是旅游新趋势，而且我觉得从语言学习来说也非常好的这些travel ideas 啊。我们今天的第一个呢，它就是一个混成词，一个 portmanteau。
Yes, that's right. This first one is called Coolcations.
Okay, 那这个 cations 应该就是在讲的 vacation, 是一个假期、mm-hmm. 对不对
That's right. And the cool word means traveling to colder climates and perhaps escape the heat at home when you travel.
其实就是个反季旅游，因为戴安娜后来告诉我说，哎，还有 hotcations 呢，就是冬天的时候，大家想要去一些热带的地方。
Yes, and interestingly enough, I've actually never heard of either coolcation or hotcation. We just call it escaping the heat or escaping the winter.
好，那现在你就可以用这两个词啊 ,coolcations, hotcations.
right.
对，其实这种混成词还挺多的，比如有一个 staycation.
Exactly. I think that is the first vacation portmanteau that I ever heard of. And it got its popularity during the pandemic when people couldn't travel and could only, you know, visit local areas and spots.
对，其实我觉得 staycation 在中国非常的 popular， 就比如大城市啊，有的时候大家放假也不愿意出去人挤人嘛，就在自己的城市就找一个特别有孩子的亲子酒店 family friendly hotels。Okay, so following this, you know, 反的啊，反季 trend， 那当然了，旺季的时候什么东西都会很贵嘛，所以如果你有可能在不旺季的时候找一些假期的话呢，你也可以做下面的这个，是吗？
Right, so this is called off-peak travel as opposed to peak travel.
好，那这里这个 off-peak, peak 就是 peak season, 旺季，那如果一个东西是 off-peak 呢，就是它是淡季。
Mm-hmm. Right, so usually this is going to be the spring and autumn seasons.
那看完这第一个趋势，接下来的这一个，我觉得现在就好多好多我们旅游都是希望更加的深度，然后更加的有一个可能比较特别的目的哈。
Okay, so next up, we have purpose-driven vacations.
Purpose-driven 就是由目的来驱动的。那这个目的不光就是到当地去旅游去玩哈，但是 we're talking about...就是更 specific, 更具体的目的是吧
Exactly. So a lot of times travelers might want to get a sense of, you know, connection either to nature or maybe the local people, and they might do stuff and they might participate in things that either prioritize sustainability or allow them to kind of be a part ofSomething more local.
接下来我们这一个呢，其实也是很 purpose driven 的，但它这个 driven 就是把你喜欢一个电视呀，或者电影或者书，然后到那个里面的场景，到他们的场景所在地。
Yes, so this next word is also kind of new to me. It's called set jetting.
这里我们讲的 set 其实就是一个电影或者电视 a movie set 比如很有名的 Friends 对吧 It's set in New York
That's right And I think now some of the more famous franchises are Lord of the Rings And so a lot of people go to New Zealand to check out their original set And Game of Thrones as well Where a lot of it was set in Croatia
克罗地亚 OK、mm-hmm. 所以有很多人去反正 这两年有个特别红的美剧嘛，它每一季就是叫白莲花 The White Lotus。
Ooh, yes.
它每一季就是在一个不同的地方，但都特别漂亮。第一季是在夏威夷，第二季是在西西里，第三季是在泰国。然后通常就是一个 you know beach resort， 然后一堆有钱的人，
right.
还有个谋杀案什么的。So this show has also inspired a lot of set jetting.
Yes, I can imagine. I actually kind of heard of White Lotus back then, but I think it's generating more interest and becoming more popular, you know, now that we have a few seasons established.
对对，然后这个 jetting 意思就是你到那个地方是吗？
Yes, usually this is traveling by plane.
那接下来再看一个啊，这个是照顾我们身心灵，然后呢，特别是现在有一些美容啊或者医美的 vacations.
Oh, okay. So next up we have wellness and glowcations. Another portmanteau.
Glow 就是发光嘛、
mm-hmm.
然后英语有一个就口语说法叫 glow up、
right.
啊，变漂亮哈。所以 a glowcation 就是你去比如韩国啊什么，你回来以后就哇 glow 很漂亮。
Right. Yes, a lot of my friends too really want to or have gone to Korea for their skin clinics and a lot of procedures.
Plastic surgeries.
Yes, yes.、Mm. And it's always going to be more affordable than it is here in the States.
北美有很多，他们如果要去做医美，就会到土耳其，因为可能就外国人的那五官啊，他就要到比较欧美人的地方。
So I heard that Turkey is famous for helping men, like, you know, reestablish their hairline and grow thicker hair again using hair plugs.
植发，因为这个植发在美国、加拿大也特别贵，可能你枕头做了要十几二十万人民币吧。
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very expensive here.
除了 glowcations， 你刚刚讲的那个 wellness， 这个其实是更加就偏重内在一点，是吧？就让我想到有些什么去瑜伽 yoga retreat 这种。
Ooh, yes, so there's also the other side of it, which was a little bit more like holistic. So taking a vacation for spa retreats, yoga retreats, and even silent retreats. I mean, this is more of a time to unplug, disconnect, and just kind of have some time for self-reflection, introspection, and meditation.
去冥想啊，去多就静下来，是吧？Unplug， 你刚刚讲那个 unplug 啊，除了它有一个很形象的，就是说你不能充电啊，带这些有电的东西，然后就让你 mentally， 让我们的身心灵都这样不去接触外在，就像你说的 introspection， 来看自己，审视自己。哎，接下来的这个旅游趋势 ，I think is really about that。
Okay, so next up we have micro retirements.
很小型的退休，就不是真的退休。但是在你某一个阶段，很多人可能在自己40岁啊，刚开始中年阶段、
mm-hmm.
，they need a reset, right? 如果你能请出很长时间的假，或者你是自由职业 ，you can try a micro retirement vacation.
Yeah, and actually doing a little bit more research on this, it sounds a lot.Similar to, or maybe tied to the quarter life crisis.
Quarter life 就更年轻，二十岁就
or 30s. You know, like you've been working for maybe a decade or so, and you're just like, man, I really need to just disconnect for a bit.
对他这个 whole idea 就是你要时间稍微长一点 like try、mm-hmm. to take an extended period of time. 如果才几天、
right.
一个礼拜可能很难，就、so、至少两个礼拜之类的。
Mm-hmm. And one thing to keep in mind is that in America, a lot of people are not encouraged to take very long vacations. Sometimes they don't even have 2 weeks to take off. And the only time you could get that is by quitting.
So my husband, 我先生去年跟他的男闺蜜，他最好的朋友，他们认识了20多年，然后他们两个就一起去了一个，就两个，他们去了快3个礼拜，是到西班牙走一个很有名的，就是是最早是天主教徒的一个朝圣的道路，叫卡米诺。 Camino Trail， 他们两个是每天大概步行6个小时，然后不管天气刮风下雨就很辛苦。但是他说也有很多就是因为这条路很有名嘛，所以人家是坐着旅游大巴来的。So they don't actually walk.
just take the picture, you know.
对对对，就是在一些有名的点下来拍个照，然后就上大巴。但我觉得这个其实 you can do it your own way, but hopefully it can all just shed some new light on your life.
That's right. And actually, this reminds me of one of the more famous hiking trails. It's called the Pacific Crest Trail, and it extends from Mexico all the way to Canada and then cuts through all of the western states, and it's over 1,200 miles long.
这个就是横跨墨西哥、加拿大、美国的一条在北美很有名的道路。好，那我们接下来要看的这个呢，其实我觉得这个对美国人来说也许是新的啊，在中国我们旅游不都是很 common 一家三代。
Okay, so this next one is multi-generational travel.
Okay, so multi 就是多个啊 ,generation 就有几个不同世代的一家三代。
That's right. And I think maybe multi-generational in this case means three or more, because most people, or I guess most families, are going to travel with parents and kids.It's more about spending quality time with grandma, grandpa, as well as the grandkids, along with, you know, your actual kids.
对，就这个 bonding, 对吧？英语叫，就大家一起建立感情。
Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, there are a lot of all-inclusive, you know, cruises and resorts that are kind of known for targeting, like, family vacations.
特别你刚刚讲的游轮，因为这个对年长的很友好嘛，他不需要那么累哈。
Right.
好，那接下来这个呢，我们是 the opposite of multi-generational， 不仅只有一个 generation， 而且只有 one person.
So this is called solo travel.
那 solo 在英语里意思就是一个哈。那这里我们讲的就是一个人去旅行。Are you a solo traveler? Do you like it?
I've tried it a couple of times, once in Japan and another time in India, but I've noticed it's not really my thing.
你不是那么喜欢，为什么呢？主要原因是什么？
The main reason is that I'm a huge foodie and I can't order everything by myself.
这倒是，因为对于爱吃，就吃货朋友来说，你一个人旅游的时候出去点菜，你很多就没办法吃到当地的特色，因为一个人只能吃这么多嘛。
Right, right. And so for me, I realized, like, you know, I have to come with at least one travel buddy, if not, you know, a group, to be able to properly, you know, enjoy the local cuisine.
我本来还以为你要讲怕一个女生不安全，结果你说因为不能吃、oh. 不能尽兴的吃。
Safety is also another separate issue. You know, for women, it's definitely tougher out there to feel safe when you are all by yourself.
那你讲到吃啊，现在也有很多是比如 Airbnb, 我现在、我们全家出去旅游经常是会用它有一个模块叫本地体验 Local Experiences, 然后它上面就会有很多什么 food tour, foodie tour,就对一个人 solo traveler 很友好，可能是半天的时间就有一个吃货导游就带着一群人就会去当地有特色的，然后因为你们是一群人嘛，所以去大家 share、就每个人吃一点点。 But you get to try a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually done this a couple times. Once was in Boston, and then the most recent time was in Belgium.And they're both great experiences. You got to sample some savory things, some sweet things, and they were all personal sized portions.
好，那国内这样的不同的 option 就更多，更方便啊。好，那接下来的这个旅游趋势呢，这个是在中国我们 it's not a new trend. It's like the way to travel, 就是坐火车，在中国坐高铁。
Ah, okay. But here in America, our train system is not as efficient. And so traveling by train is more of a scenic way to travel.
就是在美国基本上坐火车是大家要去避免的。They try to avoid the train.
Very true. Yes.
很多火车它很老了。我之前就是是从哪里啊？从费城到纽约，然后坐火车，mm-hmm. 结果那个火车就半路还坏掉，就停了大概一两个小时。
Wow, yeah, this is why everyone prefers to drive. You kind of have more control over.
是，但它现在也有会有几条线， mm-hmm. 就是你们美国那个叫 Amtrak 是吧？就你们的铁路集团现在也是有几条 popular routes，他们好像有投资一点，把这个体验搞得好一些。加拿大也有一条很有名的，就去班夫啊，什么落基山脉 Rocky Mountaineer， 然后它整个就玻璃天窗，但也就特别难订，而且很贵。
Right, so when it comes to, you know, traveling by train, at least in North America, it's very much a stop and smell the roses.Way of traveling because it costs more. It's going to take days or even weeks to go from one end of the country to the other.
那个目的地 destination、mm-hmm. 不那么重要 It's the journey that counts.
It's about the journey. That's right.
好，那不管怎么样，每个地方旅游呢都有一些 highlight 你不能 miss， 但也有一些坑哈，你要避免。那还好现在有 AI， 你去问问豆包啦，或者问问这个 ChatGPT 啦 ，it will give you some, you know, some good foundational knowledge.
Right, a lot of my friends actually have started using ChatGPT, and basically utilize AI-powered personalization when it comes to planning their trip.
已经很多人在用的趋势啊，包括我父母，他们还有我的长辈们，他们在计划旅游的时候都会先问一下豆包，大概啊设计一下路线。
It is definitely a great way to, you know, learn about some of the off the beaten path routes or, you know, spots to check out.
啊、oh, ，你说的 off the beaten path 就是没有那么多人的，就不是那种很 touristy、游客很多的地方，是吧
？Right, a little more unknown, not so popular. So at the very least, you can avoid a bunch of other tourists.
那我们今天最后要分享的这个旅游趋势是什么呢？
This last one is event-driven travel.
通常我们讲的就是可能有个体育比赛啦，或者有一个什么演唱会，对吧？这类的 ，we're talking about this kind of events.
That's true. And speaking of, you know, major events, I did recently this summer, travel to Europe specifically for a music festival.
Oh, 是去欧洲哪里？是一个什么样的音乐节啊？
So my partner and I, we went to Tomorrowland, which is hosted in Belgium. We also added Paris to our itinerary just to make the most of our flight and airfare.
哎，那你们去的这个 Tomorrowland 是一个什么样的音乐节？ What kind of music?
Ah, so this was mostly electronic music, what we call an EDM
电音
festival.
Yeah, okay. Wow, 你是喜欢电音的，看不出来，看得很文静的。
There is definitely something for everyone because there's so many genres within this kind of EDM umbrella.
那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我觉得今天这个节目，戴安娜，我们录的也很开心哦。
Yes.
身未动，心已远，就已经在想我下一次可以去哪里旅游，可以去怎么旅游。
Yes, I'm just thinking about all the travel that I have done, related to these 10 trends, you know, always...Puts you in a good mood.
是的，好，那也希望大家喜欢今天的节目，以及能给你一些旅游的新创意。那非常感谢你今天的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, that's all we have for you today. Until next time, bye.